B2HXS.
Enjoy your ball game.
Yeah, between the wind and breathing in the smoke, yeah, we did pretty good.
Smoke's bad down there today.
Like it's letting up a little bit. I don't know. Are they knocking it down at all or what? What's the prognosis up there?
The prognosis is good. I haven't heard any specific reports, but things aren't looking too good. Because up around 11, it's still real smoky up that way. Or was when I left there about, I don't know, 25 minutes ago.
I'm sorry, I hit a button on my microphone. Please say that again.
I said it's still real smoky down there, and I haven't heard any specifics on it getting better, only getting worse.
Just saying there's no rain until next weekend or something. Boy, that's going to be terrible.
I think it's supposed to rain this weekend.
Okay. Yeah, I was corrected, yes.
But I know we need it. This whole area needs it.
Yes, it do. It knocked this pollen down. This pollen has been getting me, too.
Help control these fires so these guys can get it under control.
Yeah, no, that would definitely help. But which way is it going? Is it coming towards Greenville, or I really haven't watched it?
I think it's spreading both ways, because it depends on which fire you're talking about. There's multiple fires.
Okay, yeah, I knew of two of them. One up on 11 up there, and one, I think, out in, out in Easley or somewhere out that way?
The Table Rock, the one in Persimmon Ridge. And then you got Jones Gap crossing into Hendersonville there, that area too. And then you got the three fires over in Rutherford County, Polk County, or Rutherford, Polk, in that area. So you've got quite a bit going on over that way.
There's a lot of little fires going on. Holy mac, I got to keep an eye on it, I guess.
Start paying attention to what's going on around you. Not walk around oblivious.
Wife or what?
I don't have to. I'm talking to you.
Over here laughing. She goes, oh, is that Patrick? Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm not going to cut you some slack.
She's loving every minute of it. She said, get him, boy, get him. Yeah, I got to keep an eye on the weather. I don't know if we have any worries about it coming this way or, well, I don't know.
So right now, just dealing with the smoke going that way.
Oh, it was passing the other way there. We're on Highway 101 here, heading back into town.
If I keyed up the same time you did there, the repeater's really scratchy up here, so I was asking if you got my last transmission.
Yes, I did. No, it's real scratchy. I'm on 101 in Taylor's. We're out here it's called... David Jackson ball field out here on 101, and we're heading back towards Greer.
Close to the house on the other side of Cedar's Edge, but I don't know, it's pretty, like I said, it's pretty scratchy this afternoon. It must be the wind blowing around up there.
Oh yeah, I know, it's definitely the wind playing its toll on the antenna up there. Alright Patrick, well, you have a good evening, good to hear you in there. Be safe, I'll catch up with you tomorrow. K04HKX, KB2HXS, going that way.
You guys have a good afternoon. Be careful. K04HK. Clear.
All right, Patrick. Catch you later. KB2HXS.